Hello, and welcome to this three-part series on The Reformers, a local theater company.
Oh, I know. I've got somebody waving their arms here. Yes, got it.
My apologies. They are simply The Reformers. They call themselves a community of friends.
Like Quakers? No? Okay.
They are simply a community. I've had the opportunity to converse extensively with the Reformers member Rod Sturgill, the Chris Beatty, whom the group claims has full clearance to discuss all things Reformers. The group has been in existence for over 5 years now, and while somewhat relatively known in small groups, typically goth knitting circles and the Portland chapter of the Toto fan club.
Asia? Who? Heat of the Moon? Wow. There's still an Asia fan club.
Sorry, the local Asia fan club. They have not broken out into the wider consciousness. They claim it's by design. Typical answer from a small theater company, but there you go. Who are the Reformers?
More like, why are the Reformers?
I was given the following when I asked the group for a statement about themselves. The Reformers are first and foremost a community. Our purpose is to share our found theatrical practice with the larger society.
We devise, we collaborate, we listen.
We do this by keeping our hearts open to the world and to each other.
As the world is true, it changes and fluctuates.
So do the reformers.
We hold our mirrors to ourselves and do not have answers, only observations.
From the many to the one, many voices, one reformers.
So there's that.
I want to say I found their statement problematic. Doesn't really tell you who the Reformers are, what they do. Let me see if we can clear that up with this podcast. If you've attended a Reformers performance, you can be assured of one thing. It's going to be unlike anything you've seen before. While that might excite some audience members, it can definitely unsettle others. This spring, they are branching out into the broader and more traditional theatrical world with their adaptation of Shakespeare's King Lear. Before we get into that, which sounds intriguing to say the least...
No, what? That's a good thing. I'm telling you it's a good thing. Why would I be doing it if it wasn't? Just forget it. We can edit it all out. Yes. What? Fine. Okay.
Before we get into their current project, which sounds thrillingly ecstatic to say the least...
Seriously?
Let's take a look at what the group is about. Chris, why the Reformers?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me here and for taking the time out of your day to speak to them. The Reformers originally came together out of a sort of a need, a dissatisfaction with the state of theater in Portland. You know, lots of companies put on work with the same techniques from the same books, and it all ends up looking and sounding the same, you know? If you want a different outcome, change your process. We came together largely in opposition to them. We found obscure tomes, books, and writings from authors and playwrights from way back and used these as a spiritual baseline of sorts, a way for us to take stock of the text that we are performing and map it in such a way that our bodies do the communicating, that our above selves speak the words. When we get together in our rehearsals, a magic happens. It's almost as if we forget ourselves while we're together, like the veil of the physical world opens and our outside forms cease. We try to dissuade any connection to our outside selves and... outside selves being the vehicle that you see before you, you know? How you walk around town, how others see you but don't see you. And in doing so, we tap into the ancient, the above self. And this apex of the above self connects us to the old sharers, the old performers, the old storytellers, and around the fires. When the Reformers perform, we cut away that linearity and facade and are left with pure spiritual, almost as though we are alter egos of ourselves, parallel us, multi-use. We love this art of sharing and storytelling and performance and the energy it creates and that we push and meld back and forth. Being the audience of a Reformers play. Being in the audience of a Reformers play, we hope to elevate you to see this above self in you and in us, and to taste the energy that the text, the hear the connection between us and you to break that linearity and the flavors therein, the sweet purples, the blue dots, the savory red, orange, green.
That's great, Chris. I'm not sure we got an answer there or not.
Sorry, I thought I was being pretty precise. Okay. You can taste this theater afterbirth. The theater will shake and rumble, and you'll see it. You'll hear it. The sweet purples, the red, orange. Is that? I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I'm not used to this, to being asked direct questions. The free above self joining the flavored magic breaking linearity.
Great. Just great, Chris. Definitely not clear, but I see where you're going.
May I have some of that water? Is that water for sharing for everyone?
Definitely can do on the H2O. Let's just get this up, and then we'll get that thing slicked, okay?
Cool. Thanks. Oh gosh. Is this filtered? Is this filtered water? This. I haven't hard had filtered. Brother Sean says that minerals and dirt help in absorbing plant membranes and filling tissue with water hydration, but it does make things chew chalky, you know? There's no artifice to this water. It's. We haven't had clean water in years, it seems. The house is big and spacious with air, but it can feel, you know, like that, you know? And Sean fixes it for us occasionally, but it's still, we're all here for the same reason and stay because we want to. This is good water.
Yes. Do you feel comfortable?
Yeah. It's very temperature accurate in here. Very nice cushion, good sturdy legs, feeling fine. I'm a little, you know?
Okay, yeah, okay. Do you feel like the company is forcing you to do things?
This feels a little like deprogramming. We ask to not, for you to not... Brother Sean sets the suggestions. We're all free will. We all Shakespeare, you know? We live in theater, we dada, we pada, but... In the end, it's because we want to. No one is forcing us, me, to do these, this. Everything our suggestion. Just because someone suggested you jump doesn't mean you shouldn't. This feels a little like deprogramming.
I apologize if you feel like this is deprogramming. It's not. I'm being told by our producer right now that it's most definitely not anything of the sort.
Oh, good.
No, we're just having a conversation. A conversation about a super fun group of people. A community of friends, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Community of friends. Deprogramming. Now, what does that entail?
Well, deprogramming is when a person, a hero, really, changes the way a human processes incoming and thinks and feels, specifically through abstract metaphor or physical metaphor or even just talking conversations. These people are able to help someone, that has suffered trauma or been a part of a community they regret, or the victims of, you know, memory usurpation or cortex mapping or even just intake. They can help someone be who they were before. The outside self, the me or you we see walking, that person had their own feelings and thoughts and emotionality before, and now the programming, and I...
I'm sorry, Chris. That's... really, well, that's too sad for words. Our producer is nodding. See that? Yes, three. Very sad. Do you like pineapples, Chris?
Well, I think Shakespeare is universal, you know? It wrote hundreds of plays, well, a few, but they're read all over. And Lear, it's the greatest. It's the apex. It's It's self, the above self. It's the striving that we, I do. It's the connection between you and I. It shows humanity in a way that never has. It's, you know? The story tells us that it's okay to be wired a little differently, that things will work out if you just go for a little walk, you know? It's mapped in a way that you can trace, you can easily trace and feel the... In telling the story, in sharing the story, we're erasing that line, that linearity that I mentioned. We're telling the story to become our cave-dwelling ancient proto-humans. We are all seated around the fire and speaking and listening and hearing, and our above selves are watching. And we hope that as an audience, that you will ascend, that your spirit will lift, that you'll laugh and cry, and your bodies will vanish, and we'll all become the same being. We'll become Brother Sean. We'll become at the apex, the above self will create a perfect right equilateral triangle where before and now and then always are seen and connected with one straight line. The eyes will see, the eye will see, the I and the you and the us will see. See the fish, see the salty blue dot, sweet purple, orange, red, red, red. Will above, through this story, above, beyond, through, with, without, it doesn't matter, nothing.
Pineapples. Pineapples are sweet. They most certainly are. That skin isn't sweet, but the underneath part, the meat part, that's sweet. You ever take a bite, Chris?
Why are you doing this? You know me. We've been talking about this for years. I can't understand. She watches and knows everything. We can't do anything without them seeing. We need help.
Yeehaw! Hey, folks, don't you dare forget about Rod Sturgill's Mattress Madness and Bedding Emporium, your one-stop shop for all your sleep-related needs since 1971. Faithful shoppers will recognize the same quality we've always offered, whereas newcomers will be thrilled by the exceptional comfort and affordability of Sturgill mattresses. From our top-of-the-line HypnoPump Comfort Plus series to our Curbside Revival Buyback Program, we have a sleep solution to suit every budget. We also offer a wide selection of other products and services, including mattress pads, comforters and duvet sets, box springs, headboards and bed frames, memory foam toppers, blackout curtains, sleep conditioning devices, beginning aura coaching, intermediate aura coaching, advanced aura coaching, paranormal diagnostics, EVP investigations, spectral expungation, spell casting, spiritual substance dependency counseling, crystal healing, and touch lamps. So come on down, partner. Come and check out our extensive collection.
Okay, I'm offering first next to your cast, the chance impersonator, not the statue, every Saturday and third Sunday, and alternate Mondays, but not the second Thursday, so definitely not at 2 a.m., those candy making time. Plus the third of every other month, and it's an IE, or at least sounds like it does. Oh, and somewhere on Foster sometimes, and only when it's not busted up by the structure of SDK, that we know who you are. Don't even try to deny it. You won that fight at the Taco Bell, we did it fair and square. The fact that cannibalism was involved should change that back one bit. Read the truth, get the truth.
Also brought to you by Squarespace. Well, that certainly sheds light onto the personal reasons each of you are members of the Reformers, but what about the public reasons?
Oh, that's easy. We're just a small theater company trying to make some art.
And you expect people to believe that?
Of course.
What about the rumors?
I've heard no rumors.
None of the rumors? Not the ones about your rehearsals?
I'm not sure what you're implying.
Implying? There's dents and then there's dents.
I'm sorry?
You force people to do things. Strange things.
It's Shakespeare. It sounds strange, I guess.
You do like playing the part of the innocent, don't you?
This is a very strange podcast.
Truly. However, we're only trying to learn something about your community. That's all.
I feel like I've, you know, shared a good amount about the community.
I don't think I agree.
Not sure what to tell you.
What about her?
I do like pineapples. Have you ever had a pineapple in the wild? You have to follow the call of the hairy man, the call in the depths of the forest. The drive for the pineapple fills you with great unrest and strange desires. You feel a vague, sweet gladness and become aware of wild yearnings and stirrings. You thrust your nose into the cool wood moss or into the black soil where long grasses grow and snort with joy at the fat earth smells or crouch for hours as in concealment behind fungus-covered trunks of fallen trees, wide-eyed and wide-eared to all that moves and sounds about yourself as you search for that pineapple. And then the day that you find it, the day that you finally taste that pineapple, the day in which you lie in the underbrush where you might watch the partridges drumming and strutting up and down, it's that thing that you can thank for that feeling, that need, that desire. It was always that pineapple. It called for you to come.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Keep your ears open for our second episode, folks. We will be discussing the people of the Reformers. Can't wait.
From the many to the one.